It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
The Detroit bankruptcy filing is Michigan's biggest news story of the year, with effects that will ripple out in all kinds of ways, a lot of them unexpected.
It would be naive to suggest that politics will not be a big part of how this plays out if it's not already a big part of it. So let's run the bases on this, starting with Governor Rick Snyder.
Who approved the bankruptcy filing, the largest in U.S. history. It's now part of his legacy and his resume, whether he likes it or not.
Now, every painful, controversial decision by a federal bankruptcy judge will be laid upon Rick Snyder by Democrats. Rick Snyder may not own Detroit, but he sure owns its problems. And Zoe, this is a very awkward place for a governor to be, although not an unusual one. This is a governor being controlled by events, not controlling them. A couple years ago, the governor relentlessly, positively insisted that bankruptcy for Detroit was not an option.
Unthinkable, almost. Now he says there was really no choice.
This is a difficult situation, but the answer is, by not doing this path, where would we be? And so this is an opportunity to say, let's get that fresh start and show the rest of the country why Detroit can be an exciting place that can grow in the future.
We can be fairly certain that the Detroit bankruptcy can and will be used against him, even if we don't know yet exactly how. Mark Schauer, the putative Democratic challenger for governor, did just issue a statement with kind of a Wall Street versus Main Street theme. He stepped very carefully. He didn't directly criticize Governor Snyder, but sort of warned that Wall Street investors shouldn't be given priority in bankruptcy over public employees and retirees. He had to say that. Public employee unions are an important part of the Democratic base. Now, this statement, it was kind of vague. Eventually, Schauer will have to offer more specific plans to contrast with what's happened on the Snyder watch. Unions have been very critical of the emergency manager law and probably fear bankruptcy even more. What will this mean to other cities with big pension burdens? And how about this? What if we see other municipal bankruptcies? What if Flint goes bankrupt? I spoke this morning with Eric Scorsone. He's a municipal finance expert at Michigan State University. Very respected.
Basically the Mick Jagger of muni finance. So what did he have to say?
That Detroit is both unique and not unique. I mean, for one thing, it has high pension legacy costs.
I mean, it's why Flint's in an emergency manager situation. They have huge legacy costs that are as high as Detroit's. In fact, on a per capita basis, they may be higher.
So what if we see a bankruptcy filing by a Flint or a Pontiac? And how many more cities and school districts will be placed under emergency managers between now and November of 2014?
And let's also not forget, Rick, that Republicans in the state legislature, they pushed through the emergency manager law.
Twice, in fact. The new law was controversially passed after the first one was rejected by voters in a referendum. So those Republicans, this is their small moment in history. Do their efforts wind up in honor and glory or ignominy?
And as we've pointed out before, a crisis is also an opportunity. Who are the new heroes and villains going to be? Detroit will have a new mayor. We've got a whole new crop of people coming into the Detroit City Council, which has served as the launching pad for careers in Congress and the state legislature.
These are the people who will be in charge when bankruptcy and emergency management for Detroit end.
And remember, Kevin Orr's 18-month appointment expires just a month before the November 2014 election. Rick Snyder has made a big deal of his background as a CPA and his passion for measuring things.
So the end of emergency management will be a stark moment when people, voters, will be measuring the impact of Snyder's vision and his ability to enact it for fixing, or reinventing in his words, Michigan and Detroit. Does one tough nerd come out on the other side as a failure or a problem solver?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. Get up, get my phone, get up.